Welcome to Even More Mashed Up, a podcast featuring two professors talking about all things pop culture. I'm Patrick.
And I'm Alan. You really jumped on that one. That was good. Better. Getting better. It is the holiday season.
Yes, it is.
Which means we've got way better things to do than sit in the studio and cut podcasts.
Actually,
right?
We probably don't, but we're still not here.
We're still not going to do it. Absolutely. So what we've done is we've decided to take some of the best of our radio program, The Mashup.
I might argue with the word the best, but that's basically the premise.
Fair enough. Which airs Mondays 2 to 3 on CougarRadio.net.
Yep.
And turn them into podcasts.
Yes.
So my all-time favorite, the best of the best of the radio shows we've done, was one we called the Fantasy Draft.
Yes. Not my favorite.
But totally worth listening to.
Yes, absolutely. Probably because it's not my favorite.
That's what
it's
makes
worth
it
listening to.
Definitely my favorite. It's the first time I saw you laugh so hard you cried.
Yeah. Well, it's like a prelude to the Fantastic Beasts toy conversation.
That's
where
right.
We somewhat lost it.
Exactly. So, on this most blessed holiday seasons, enjoy. Anyway, so the fantasy draft is
yes.
A fantasy draft for fantasy characters.
Yes, yes, as if you are putting together your perfect quest team.
That's right, a fellowship.
Your fellowship.
So to speak.
Yes.
As if we're going to get a ring.
A fellow, or to recover a sword.
Well, football gets the shiny Super Bowl wings.
There you go. Yeah. Or perhaps a board that works.
A board that works.
To run the show.
Oh, I'm sure
oh.
That
Richard
sure
doesn't have to
works.
Stumble. Oh,
listen,
it was
I'm sure
you.
It works. It was just
oh.
Me. Yeah.
Listen, that is.
I'll accept that one.
That is a fantasy we've had for going on 3
that's
years
fair
now.
Fair point. Fair point.
Yeah.
That's it'll a, probably happen the same time you guys get a podcast.
Yes. Possibly.
Heyo. No,
the podcast.
Wow, there's
is,
a lot of singers.
Making fun of myself,
yes.
Fun of myself essentially.
Yes. Yeah. I was just going to say, yeah, I'm like, I'm not sure what that was supposed to do to us there, Richard.
You know what? If you can't laugh at yourself, you can't be on the show.
90% of the show is laughing.
Remember that time I failed you guys?
Wait. As the Czar learned when he came in
yes.
last year.
Yes.
Can't laugh at yourself. It gets uncomfortable.
It gets very uncomfortable.
Yes.
Yes. So, fantasy draft.
So.
We are drafting a fellowship. Now, we are each of us a part of our fellowship. And so
that's
the
right.
Traditional fellowship is number is nine.
Number is nine.
So
correct.
That
well,
means we are drafting.
Minus one halfway through.
We are driving. Well, we're
a
drafting eight people.
Yeah, we're going to draft
see
eight people.
See if anyone gets that weapon.
Now, oh, I should have drafted someone to die. I didn't think about that.
Oh, I've already got that on my list. I have a guy
yeah,
to die.
You got yes. to pick somebody who's going to be the, you know, the
I drafted,
sacrifice.
I will show you my notes when I'm done.
Okay.
I've got the need the fall guy. I've got him. So, to make the draft even more complicated, my son Bobby
yes.
has put together his ranking of the top 50 or 60 so
fantasy characters.
Fantasy characters.
That's now, in quotation marks fantasy.
Yes, quotation marks work well on the radio.
That's why I said it.
Right. So,
we're also on the webcam, though.
You're upset because Star Wars was included in his.
I have a feeling. If it is, I would be that. Yeah. We need to.
It will not
that.
Be the end of your unhappiness
uh-huh.
with him, but he's ranked all characters based on power.
Oh, good Lord.
Intelligence.
Oh, Jesus.
And influence.
Wow.
Yes.
Influence.
Logic.
Yes.
Influence?
Influence. Yes. Ability to lead and influence others.
Wow.
He does admit in his notes over here the system is not always perfect.
Yeah. The system
he's afraid
also,
influence,
it's a flawed
might
system.
Be, influence might be weighted too highly, he says.
Yeah. It's also entirely yeah. possible the system is plagiarized from Dungeons & Dragons. Does he have charm or does he have charisma?
He's never played. No, there's no charisma.
Right.
Although I did think about
right.
drafting the girls from Charmed.
I thought about that, too.
Yeah. They were on my list, but then I got rid of them.
Yeah, okay.
They were there. So I've got some other... I want to draft some backup witches, just to see what you think about some of the ideas I have for backup witches.
Your witch bench?
Yeah. You need a witch bench. I think we should probably draft a bench, too.
I'm not sure I have enough characters to draft a bench.
Come on, I want
to
hear these. Oh, now now
I've
looking
got
forward
like
to these
60
teams.
Of them.
Yeah,
you've got
very
teams?
Few.
You've got 60 teams?
I've got 15 on my must-have right. list.
Okay.
Oh.
And then others. So, are there any other rules? Like, you were real worried about the rules this morning. Like, what are the rules? What are we doing? Like, it's a draft.
Well, yes, you told me to prepare for the draft
yes.
that you and Bobby have concocted.
We've concocted nothing. It's a draft.
Really? Bobby has influence and power and charisma
well,
categories.
He's thought through his selections, but
yeah.
he hasn't done anything about the draft.
Yeah, okay.
Draft is just a draft.
Okay.
So the question is then, who drafts first?
Oh, you should flip a coin.
We should flip a coin.
Do we have a coin?
No. Wait, maybe.
Do you have something you can flip?
Do you have
how about your phone?
Or how about those Rolos?
How about that pizza slice?
Why are we going to the food?
I don't know.
We're just looking for something.
We have nothing else to flip.
I guess we could flip a Rolo.
Okay, so...
All right, so now you're going to eat it when you're done, so you should catch it.
Absolutely.
This is going to land on its side.
Okay, so it'll be... Okay, so top. You want to be the top and I'll be the base?
Whoa. Whoa, no.
Yeah.
No,
let's
take the...
Let's go find that coin.
Okay.
Could we please find that coin?
Yeah.
Heads, tails.
All right. Okay. So.
All right. I'm going to call tails. I always call tails. That's what I do. Oh, no. Not on the floor.
It came up tails.
Sweet. So I get the first pick?
Yes.
Oh, did you eat that off the floor?
Hey, it was 5 second rule.
Oh, floor candy.
It's a floor low.
Years ago, Richard, we took a class on a field trip to see the Avengers movie.
While we're
waiting outside, somebody drops a piece of popcorn. Patrick bends over, gobbles it right off the floor.
Oh, just like my brother.
Disgusting.
Right. Yeah.
So the class thinks this is funny. He calls it floor corn.
Floor corn.
Yeah, no?
Students started taking individual pieces out of their tins and throwing them on the floor, and he would still peck them off the floor like a pigeon in New York City.
I think one
like a
of them
pigeon in New
that.
York City.
It's not like I was doing
peck,
it for peck, tricks or something.
Peck, 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 peck.
Yeah, peck, I did peck, it like peck. Once.
Doing it for tricks?
Yeah, it's not like I was doing it for money or something.
All right, now we need to flip one to see if you or Bobby drafts next.
Oh, for crying out loud. Bobby's not here, so I draft next.
All right, sounds fair. No, he ate the coin.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. I did, yeah. It's got a whole roll of
thanks for bringing something I can't eat, Richard. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Vegan right. candy next week, maybe?
So you're picking first.
Well, how much time do we have? Is it time to start, do you think?
We got a minute.
We only have a minute. It feels like we should build suspense.
Ooh, yes.
So, Richard, you didn't know this was coming. You're Mel Kiper. Who do you think is the number one pick in the draft?
I'm who?
The football expert. The guy on ESPN that stacks the draft board.
I'll pretend I know that. So, yes. Okay. We're picking. Now, is this to play a game, or is this to
This is for an actual quest.
Right. So,
this is for a quest.
You are going on a quest. You have to put together your best eight characters.
I'm going with the classic, Gandalf.
All right, so Gandalf,
he's my ace in the hole.
Give me your top three or four just to see if they fall into our top three or four. It'll be interesting to see. So Gandalf, you need a wizard, you think, to start.
Oh, yeah, just because a wizard always knows everything.
So is drafting a wizard like drafting a quarterback? Like you have to draft a wizard at the top of the draft, would you say?
I think he's almost like the coach, kind of. Like,
okay.
He does stuff in the background.
Yeah, but I'm going to be the coach of my team.
Yeah, but I'm saying is he's like...
No, you're the Frodo of your team.
Gandalf, no, I am not the Frodo. You're the Bilbo of your
team. No, we're both the Frodo of our teams.
No, I am not a Frodo.
You're a Frodo.
No.
That's the only way this works.
You will see it doesn't work on my team at all.
Yeah, okay. Well, we'll be back in a moment with the actual fantasy draft.
Fantasy draft. I'm going to start by giving you my concept.
Oh, Lord.
If I'm going to draft a fantasy team to go with me, I don't want your standard team. I'm going to draft the Suicide Squad of Fellowships. I'm
going to
call them
the, whole squad.
The Fiendish like, Fellowship. Cheap.
That's terrible.
And we're taking only bad guys. Because you know what I want on my squad? I want guys with edge, people who are unpredictable, women who will take you down if you have to.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So draft pick number one. I think Richard's exactly right. You got to have a wizard.
Nah.
But Gandalf is way too goody-goody. Hey, slow down on those Rolos. You're gonna make yourself sick.
Actually, I could go for another Rolo.
You both need to slow down on those Rolos.
You know what?
Good
you're not my
Lord.
Mom.
All right. So with the first pick in the first round of the fantasy draft, I'm going to select Voldemort.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Had to go wizard. Mm-hmm. And this is, by the way, I want to be clear. This is full-bodied Voldemort. This is not Voldemort in the back of Quirrell's head. Yeah. Like, it is not, you know, Voldemort under a turban.
Okay.
This is fleshed out. Fully powerful.
Well, technically, if he was on your head, he would count just as you, I think. So.
Oh, loophole that I missed.
Yeah.
But I can't do that. He'd have to be with Quirrell, and I don't want to bring Quirrell along because that guy is really irritating.
Well, what if he attaches to you?
No, you're drafting him. You got to use a draft pick on him.
All right. Yeah.
So I'm going Voldemort because I think Richard's exactly right. You got to have a wizard.
Now, why not Snape?
Because Voldemort's more powerful.
But he's also
and he's got more edge. Snape has a soft spot inside him. Yeah. Voldemort doesn't. I don't want that. I want somebody hard as nails.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Can be fully committed.
Yep. Sorry.
Yeah. So I'm going Voldemort.
All right.
Yes.
That's fine.
All right. So that brings us to the second pick.
That's right. Second
of
pick.
Of the first round.
That's right.
Patrick is going to select.
Yes. Well, see, I'm going for diversity here.
You would go for diversity.
Going for diversity of skills.
Some kind of...
People that bring multiple things to... But bringing multiple things to the team.
Yes.
So right. I'm drafting Aragorn.
Aragorn is a guy.
He's not a
guy. You're drafting just a guy.
He controls an army of the dead.
You could...
Potentially.
Aragorn.
Right. Maybe he
does. He's a tracker.
It's iffy.
He's a leader.
Well, now, wait a minute.
Aragorn.
He gave the army back. He released
the army's... No, he's got no army... That's
Aragorn.
You drafted just an ordinary dude?
That's right, Aragorn.
Wow.
He's
the tracker. He's got the sword. Trust me, Aragorn's the way to go. He's the leader.
Who are you going to take, like, just a man of the lake?
No, I took Aragorn. Aragorn is a great pick.
That is such a you pick.
You know what?
That is exactly. Yeah.
Well, when your team of Voldemort and whoever else start trying to kill each other for power, we'll see whose team.
That was
is
my
better.
Concern. Voldemort would betray you in a heartbeat.
Yes.
Not on my team. I'm going to have leadership.
Really?
Yeah. Aragorn was ranked about 25th by Bobby.
That's well,
Bobby. That means you are. Like, that 25th. That's like a seventh round pick right on a first round choice. Think about it. Like, that is just bad value for the pick.
He's hoping for the sleeper, you know?
But you don't pick the sleeper in round one.
Sure,
the sleeper comes in round two or three.
Here's the question.
Yeah.
Of the 24 before Aragorn, how many are Star Wars characters?
Three or four.
Right. More than that.
No.
You go with Aragorn.
So. Star Wars or Wizards?
All right. Well, Bobby's pick to end the first round is Lucifer from Supernatural.
That's stupid.
Oh, okay. If it was just Lucifer, then
Lucifer from Supernatural.
Yeah. So again, somebody evil.
Yeah. Ooh, he's got some bad guys on his list.
Yeah. See, you're not supposed to draft bad guys for your quest.
All right. List number. Are we ready for round two?
I guess.
Do we have enough time for round two? It feels like we're.
We got 4 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So with the first pick in the second round, you're right. You know what you need is you need a well-rounded team. You have to have a team that's not – it can't be all wizards.
Right.
You got to have muscle.
Yes.
Somebody who's just muscle.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the biggest muscle that you can bring? Smaug.
Seriously.
Yes. Smaug. Smaug the dragon.
Smaug
the
dragon.
Man, all the rings up in here.
Is the number two – no, I've got a little Harry Potter with Voldemort.
Uh-huh.
I mean,
and I've got a little Hobbit.
Yes.
With Smaug.
I'd like to point out your team is not going to do well at stealth with your giant freaking dragon.
To be fair,
the third round pick will take care of stealth. I haven't thought this through.
You could also argue a dragon does not need a sneak.
Right. Smaug, he gives me air power and air support. Fire breath.
Yes.
And just sort of size and girth and
not
muscle.
The smartest. Not smart.
I don't need smart. I'm leading the team.
Yeah. Okay. That's good.
You know? You're leading the team?
Go get him. Yeah.
You need smart then.
Oh!
Yeah. You walked into that one. Yeah. Okay. You walked right into this
one. All right. Yes, you did. I did. So, your pick for the second round?
Yes. Second round.
Wait. Let me guess. It's a person?
Yes.
With no real powers.
Incorrect.
He's got a gun.
Because I'm going wizard.
Yes.
I'm going wizard.
Yeah.
I'm going Doctor Strange.
Wait a minute. I told Bobby you couldn't pick superheroes.
He's a magician. He's a fantasy character.
Oh. Well,
he's not
totally
a superhero.
Ruins the superhero draft, doesn't it?
No, it does not.
Totally ruins
No,
it.
He's not a superhero. He's a magician. He is the Sorcerer Supreme. He's in his own movie.
Yeah.
He's in his own.
He's the Sorcerer Supreme.
Okay.
That's not a bad pick. I would have maybe picked him, but he's a good guy.
Yeah. So I got Doctor Strange. Doctor Strange is my wizard. Doctor Strange is one of my wizards.
Bobby said by the way, Lucifer he picked for unsurpassed power. His next, you're going to hate, is a guy named Darth Plagueis.
That's really stupid.
Darth Plagueis.
So he's choosing Star Wars.
Why?
Expanded Universe.
Transcendental godlike power, he says.
Yeah.
You do not like Expanded Universe.
Well, once you accept Star Wars, why not the Expanded Universe?
I don't accept Star Wars.
Well, I don't accept superheroes.
He's not a superhero. He's a magician. It's totally different.
Yeah, he's a superhero.
It's totally different.
Does he exist in the Marvel Universe? Then you're saying all Marvel characters are open.
No, just the fantasy ones.
So Jubilee is not a superhero.
Yeah, Jubilee is, in fact, a fantasy character.
No.
I'm going to pencil her in on my team.
Fine.
Jubilee.
Yes.
At the bottom.
So your team right now is Voldemort, Smaug, and Jubilee.
I did not waste my third round pick, let me say.
Yeah.
On that. That would have been
dumb.
So
do you want me to – do I have to take back Doctor Strange?
Yeah, I think you do.
Fine.
Save him for the next one.
So my
you can't take Darth Plagueis.
No. My second pick is Hermione Granger.
Seriously?
She's the best wizard of the whole series. And she's got the magical bag that holds everything.
Yeah, she does have the magical bag.
Right.
That's
you could easily just steal from her and not need to bring her on as
a
teammate.
Don't mess with Hermione. No, Hermione. Best wizard.
She can control.
Hermione is a good pick. Actually rated by Bobby ahead of Aragorn.
See?
So once again,
as is everyone else.
Yeah, fair point. You messed up the draft.
I like to zig when people expect me to zag.
Well, yeah, picking two people.
What's wrong with people?
She's not even a full-blood wizard.
But she's still better than all of them.
She's
not
that way.
No. Wow, you're being kind of racist there, my friend.
In the Harry Potter universe.
But I guess that's why you picked Voldemort for your team, because you're kind of Voldemort-y.
No, because if you want to get things
done. So I shouldn't pick mudbloods is what you're saying.
Yeah.
You're telling me I should not pick mudbloods.
You should not.
Yeah.
I've got no mudbloods. Wait a minute.
No muggle born for you.
Wait, is Ron's mom?
Yes.
She's
muggle? She's not muggle born.
She's not, right? Okay, so she's okay. It's okay to have Mrs. Weasley on my list?
It's okay to have, For that reason, yes, but there might be other reasons why Mrs. Weasley would not be the best
Weasley's
choice.
Mrs. Weasley's not on my list.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah. So far, since we're almost out of time, let's recap.
Yes.
A couple wizards off the board?
Yes.
A dragon?
Of wizards, actually, a lot more.
Yes.
And then just a person. Yeah. Some guy.
Aragorn.
He's got a sword.
And he's handsome.
And he can ride a horse.
Handsome. How about Boromir? Is he
No. No, Boromir should be on your team because he's evil.
Could I have Boromir?
See, that was the
Boromir, he redeemed himself.
That was the problem with the original Fellowship.
Yes.
Aragorn and Boromir.
Boromir duplicated
each other too much, and so there's the conflict. You've got to have diversity.
So the debate then over break was whether you should draft kind of a team, little thinking outside the box, or whether you should draft sort of, you know, the most stereotypical, mundane, you know, paint-by-numbers team.
I'm not sure that's how I would phrase the debate.
The more traditional team.
Yes.
I'm going to pick the most predictable team.
I thought that's what we were supposed to do.
I like Aragorn.
It's a fantasy team
He's a
draft.
Handsome fella.
Okay, fine. You know what? Let's just get on to the third round so I can
round
make
three.
My pick. Yeah, round three.
Richard said I needed to steal that purse, right, from Hermione.
Oh, right?
You've got a thief.
I need a thief.
You need a thief.
Yes. So who would be the best? I want a thief with
Thieves
Edge.
Thieves are great, you know.
With the first pick in round three,
mm-hmm.
I select Gollum.
He's a terrible thief.
He's an awesome thief.
Really?
He stole one thing.
He stole one thing and then had that
then
stolen from him.
Yeah.
Yes, but if you could get him focused, he's going to be fine.
Now, you can argue.
Plus,
at the end of the
assassin.
Movie, he serves back.
Right, he serves as... He is very committed to getting the things back. Committed to the cause.
Yeah.
So I've got a committed thief who's also
willing
to... I don't
know what cause that is.
Ring his cousin's neck over a pretty piece of metal. I think I'm well set.
You do realize that Smaug also wants the ring, and so Smaug and Gollum are going to come to blows over their precious.
We're not questing for a ring. Don't worry
about
it.
And actually, Voldemort would probably want the ring, too.
Oh, yeah.
I might have a psychiatrist that I'm drafting later
to kind
of bring people together on the team.
I have
thought this through.
You have thought. I'm not sure if you thought it through, if you, in fact, do need to waste a draft on a shrink for your team.
Say, what's your third round pick?
My third pick is God. You know what? If we're just going full power, I'm just picking God.
From what universe?
Yeah. Doesn't matter. All of them.
You just can't. No, that's an illegal pick.
Just picking God.
Pick a god because I've got gods on my list.
No, you've got demigods. I'm choosing God.
Pick God from Monty Python's universe.
Right. Ah,
just
nice.
Just because he's fun to talk to.
All right, Bobby selects.
Yep. I've got God on my team now. I'd like
Bobby
to point
selects
out.
With the third round pick, Nyarla Thothep. From the Lovecraft universe?
I have no idea.
Yeah, from Lovecraft. Yeah. He says, rare exception to his system, 10 does not begin to capture his influence. So we'll move on from that quickly.
Yeah, that was really exciting.
Okay. So fourth round, you know what every team needs? Comic relief.
Oh, Jesus.
You got to have somebody that brings the giggles to the adventure.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to draft in the fourth round. Here's the first time I've drafted above where I should have.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want anybody to get him ahead of me.
Uh-huh.
I'm drafting the God of Hangovers.
What?
What?
The God of Hangovers.
From what?
Terry Pratchett's Discworld.
Oh, my God.
The God of Hangovers.
I must have missed out on the
Patrick,
Discworld.
You seem unhappy with that pick. What's wrong with the God of Hangovers?
I'm just... Yeah, no.
You're jealous of my team. You are jelly of the team I've put together.
No, I thought you were taking this bit seriously, and once again...
Yeah.
I have overestimated you.
To be fair, it was
you've taken it
fantasy draft.
Aragorn serious.
That's right. I took it very seriously. Well, right up until I drafted God.
He's got backstory.
So what's your fourth round pick?
Well, you know what? I think, what should I go with?
Jesus?
Yeah, you know what? No, but close.
Just get the whole Trinity in there.
I'm going to go. I feel like I need...
I'm totally in your head. And you've abandoned your sheet.
Abandoned
your draft order.
Yeah.
I've totally won this draft.
Yeah. Nope.
Look at panic setting in.
Yeah, no. My next pick is Thor.
He is a god.
He is fantasy. You cannot tell me that does not
but
count.
You know what? When he drinks a lot,
so
Thor.
When he drinks
mall,
a lot, who has power over him? God of hangovers.
Thor doesn't drink. Thor can handle his liquor.
He drinks a lot of mead.
Thor drinks all the time.
Yeah, but he can handle it well.
In the fourth round, Bobby takes a pick that you will totally agree with, I think.
I doubt it.
Sauron.
No, that's a stupid pick.
Why is that a stupid pick?
Because he's a giant flaming eyeball that goes nowhere.
Well,
he commands armies of orcs.
But then he also gets his fingers cut
off.
That was good enough
for Aragorn, right? Aragorn contains armies.
But now the problem is that a guy like Aragorn cut off his fingers, and that's all it took to take him out.
Yes.
Well,
I'd also like to point out that every single person on your team has been defeated.
That's Bobby's team.
Bobby's team. All defeated.
Gollum
defeated the God of Hangovers. You know what? That's because where does Suicide Squad begin? They're all in jail. They're going to be better because they're after redemption.
none of your characters are after
Aragorn. Aragorn is. I bet Aragorn is like.
Smaug is looking for redemption.
Yeah, really.
Aragorn is like a fat middle-aged man right now. He's like, oh, I did my thing, you know. Hey, kids, listen to my stories. Yeah. He's got like 8 kids, a big beer belly.
I'm not picking Aragorn in late in life. I'm picking Aragorn at like peak Aragornness.
All right, should we move to round 5?
God, yes. Let's get this over with.
Round 5. This is going to run a little longer.
No.
I'm going to draft.
You're going to graft?
I'm going to draft Grendel's mother.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, man.
Come on, Grendel. As played by Angelina Jolie.
But now, what
is her role?
She
played Grendel? I thought she played Grendel.
No, she played Grendel's mother.
Okay. Grendel's a horrifying creature. You don't cast Angelina Jolie for that.
Yeah, she played a slightly different role in that film.
So, what's your role on your team?
Grendel's mother.
Yeah.
You need that kind of the psychiatrist, a mother who knows how to raise kids and get them on the straight and narrow.
Grendel's
she didn't
mother.
Do well with Grendel.
Grendel's mother is your controlling influence.
Grendel
like
went a little bad.
Yeah.
But I think Grendel's mother has now learned.
Really?
Learned her lesson.
Because her resume is not really showing
She's
that.
She's going to hold my team together.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
Next.
I feel like I need an assassin.
Yeah, not my Gollum. I've already got that covered.
He's not an assassin.
Sure he is.
Strangling your cousin does not make you an assassin.
I believe it does.
No, it makes you a murderer. There's a difference between the two.
If he had gotten like Aragorn, like granted, if he killed like one guy, he could kill Aragorn.
Yes. Exactly. So I am choosing Melisandre's shadow demon baby.
What?
You have to help me with that one.
Oh, she gave birth to a shadow demon baby that then killed one of the kings in Game of Thrones.
Oh, it's a Game of I wonder if Game of Thrones would get drafted. There are none on my list.
Yeah, nope, shadow demon baby.
All right, Bobby's next pick is the Necronomicon.
That's a book.
Yes, that controls all.
You cannot draft a book.
He just has.
Now,
he drafted
a
book because he said it gives him power over all of the Lovecraftian creatures.
You cannot draft a book.
No,
he did. He just did.
A book?
You can't stop him. He just did.
In the Evil Dead series, it's sort of implied that it's like alive. Because
it's a book. Yeah. You cannot draft a book.
Yeah, well, the book has been drafted, I'm afraid.
Yeah, well, I hope you also drafted like a library cart so that the book can go on the quest with you.
You put
somebody
it in Hermione's
who knows
bag.
How to read it.
No, Hermione's on my team.
Well, that's a good point.
No, Bobby, somebody knows
your voice is cracking. Are you getting upset?
It's just really.
This seems to be bothering you.
I thought we were doing this seriously. Why do I always think we're doing things seriously and then you don't do them seriously?
Are we on round 6 now?
Yes.
All right, for round 6, Richard said earlier you need somebody to die.
Mm-hmm.
So round 6 is my fall guy. I am drafting Dobby the House Elf.
Oh, that's totally fine.
Yeah.
Yes. So finally, I got one you agree with.
As a person to die, Dobby is absolutely your person
to die.
So
now I have an elf on my team.
Yes.
And I've got the guy that's clearly going to die.
Yes. You've got
never
got
liked Dobby. I find him one of the most aggravating characters. In a universe I love, Dobby is just god-awful.
Yes.
So, Dobby.
Yeah, that's totally fine.
Overdrafted, but you see the role he's playing.
Oh, yeah, he's perfect for that role.
All right.
Yeah.
How about you for round 6?
Well, I feel like I need someone who's loyal.
Yes.
But also someone, you know, someone to, you know, we've got a lot of warriors and things like that, but we need like some basic support things on our quest, like what are we going to eat or things.
Right.
So I'm picking Sam.
Oh, Sam Gamgee?
Sam Gamgee.
Samwise.
Yep, Samwise Gamgee.
Really?
Yep.
That guy was so irritating.
I know, that's why I also picked it because he irritates you.
All right, well, Bobby then is going to go with the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse.
Oh, for God's sake.
From Supernatural.
Okay, number one, those are 4 different drafts.
Yeah, that's 4 drafts.
Well,
he would have to draft death and pestilence and war and famine separately.
An issue to be decided when we get back. All right, for the 7th round, I am going to take Death's Daughter from the Terry Pratchett Discworld series.
Man, Discworld again.
When Death retires, needs a vacation, she steps in for it.
Okay.
Brings a little gender balance to the team and brings Death to the team.
All right.
Are you pouting?
Yes.
Now the second time you're pouting.
Now I am pouting.
Well, you're going to pick me.
Yeah, you know what? I'm getting
I pick Shadowborn, but you know, whatever you pick is stupid.
You know what? I'm picking another assassin because we're going to kill your team. So
wait, the good guys are going to assassinate.
Oh, look, all of a sudden, all of a sudden the tenor's changing, isn't it? You know what you need.
I'm drafting Jack and Hagar, the faceless one.
The faceless one.
From Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones.
He's going to assassinate all your dudes.
So you've got 3 just ordinary people.
No.
Aragorn.
Not ordinary.
And 2 Game of Thrones people.
No, I drafted
a Hawkeye on that team, and you've got like...
I drafted a demon shadow baby.
You've got like the chem department going for lunch.
Okay, number one, I think
first
you just...
First, let's clean the beakers, then let's go on a quest.
First, I feel like you're kind of disparaging our chem department there.
Oh, that's a fair point. They're much better than your team.
Yeah.
I have God on my team, dude.
Yeah. All right,
also, I did not draft a normal person. I drafted a demon shadow baby.
I mean, I'll be with him on that one. That's
it's like a puppy
if
monkey
that's
baby.
That's normal. That's an interesting world you're
now,
living.
Now, if you brought puppy
Demon
monkey
Shadow baby,
that wouldn't be bad.
Demon Shadow baby. Demon Shadow baby.
All right, you got something?
Demon
you
Shadow baby.
You need to pick.
I just did. I did an assassin.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Faceless one.
So Hope or Bobby's now picking.
At this point, I'm killing off your team.
Yeah. Bobby is picking.
Not, not much of a competition at this point.
I hate to say it. Palpatine.
Oh, why? That's stupid.
He didn't get anything.
You know what's stupid? Aragorn and two assassins from Game of Thrones. All Smaug has to do is literally cough, and the smoke and flame will smoke.
No, because I have God, and God will smite Smaug.
I don't know.
Oh, no, Lucifer. Oh, no, that's Bobby's team.
I got to tell you, like, for the next draft, I'm torn. I feel like I should have a dwarf.
Why?
Because you always have a dwarf.
Somebody said I'm supposed to have a dwarf. If I were going to draft a dwarf, it would be Thorin.
No.
He who suffers from the gold lust.
No, that's a terrible pick.
Yep. I was also considering Alex Russo.
Because the
Alex Russo.
From the Witches of Waverly Place?
Oh, for God's sake.
the Disney show? No?
I don't watch the Witches of Waverly Place.
With played Thorne by Selena Smog Gomez, so clearly a bad person.
What's wrong with Selena Gomez? Why is she a bad person?
The Biebs. You can't hang out with the Biebs and not get tainted.
Oh, that's not true.
It's true.
Oh, Lord.
So I was thinking Alex Russo.
Uh-huh.
Does that make you really mad?
Was she a bad guy on the show?
No.
Well, that kind of...
She was a bad woman.
Which is why I'm going to go with Bellatrix.
Oh, my God.
Bellatrix
As your dwarf?
That's right. This was as your dwarf.
No,
what happened to the dwarf?
She's going to have to act as the dwarf, but Bellatrix Lestrange will be... So I've got a couple wizards.
Yeah.
You've got a lot of
You've got a lot of wizards.
I'm ready to go. Bobby's going to draft Cthulhu, because I'm assuming you're not going to
draft. I was going to draft Cthulhu. That's what I was going to draft.
Really?
Cthulhu.
All right, you can have Cthulhu.
Well, no, you have Cthulhu, and then Bobby can have Cthulhu.
I've got God and Cthulhu.
Oh, and then, okay, Bobby's taking Gandalf.
Gandalf's a terrible choice.
I took Gandalf. You can't
That's right.
Terrible choice.
I'm going to have one man team.
Well, then Bobby gets the Witch King of Angmar.
Okay. I sure hope Bellatrix...
Here's the thing. You're not a good loser, are you?
I sure hope Bellatrix...
Like, when you get outplayed at the draft, you get mad, and then you get pouty.
I'm not outplayed.
You're pouty. Something's gone wrong for you.
Yes. Because I thought we were doing this serious, and you're all of a sudden drafting your shoes.
I'm so glad I decided to film today.
Oh, yeah. This is the tryout for the podcast.
Yeah, the podcast can be like this half the time. We'll be famous.
Oh, my God. We might have lost it.
I think we broke the radio thing.
I think we broke ourselves.
I'm crying.
We broke the
trying to explain it.
We should probably talk about Prince now.
Wait, I've got other people I want to talk about.
Okay.
Should I have...
Wait, do you want to draft Prince?
If I were drafting a bench, these are the characters I would have gone to. Tell me what you think. The White Witch.
White Witch.
From the Tales of Narnia.
Eh.
Yeah, none of the Narnia characters.
I don't feel like she would
I wouldn't go with
important.
Any of the Narnia characters.
I mean, I get you want to go evil.
All right, how about the Wicked Witch of the West?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Xena.
Little up. Xena's not evil.
I know, but I'm just throwing out names now.
Yeah.
Xena, I could see, yeah.
Little
muscle. Is Bellatrix the only woman on your team?
No, I've got Grendel's mother.
Oh, that's right.
I've got Death's daughter.
Yeah, it'd be nice if they had names.
Does that mean your characters can't die because Death just wouldn't take them? Or Death's daughter?
Oh, that's a fair point.
I'm pretty sure God can resurrect anyone that I...
Not sure about that.
I'm pretty sure that works.
I had the Game of Thrones Dragon Tamer Lady.
What? You mean Daenerys?
There you go. The Dragon Tamer.
Dragon Taming Lady.
You mean the mother of dragons. Khaleesi.
Whatever. Then, I thought you'd appreciate this one.
Probably
number
not.
14 on my list of things or people to think about. Thulsa Doom.
Who's that from?
That's the James Earl Jones bad guy from
Conan.
Oh,
from Conan. I had Conan on my list.
Did you?
Yeah.
The guy who got his head cut off.
But
right?
Not Thulsa Doom?
No. For my warrior, I needed a Conan.
But you know what you
Thor and Conan.
Yeah. What you need is a guy with his voice to narrate the quest.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Like
he's
Thulsa
in a voice
Doom would be
everybody.
The,
Yeah. James Earl Jones would be my quest narrator.
No, like
and then the
boss.
Fiendish Fellowship set off.
Your Fiendish Fellowship is...
The Fiendish Fellowship.
Yeah, and they got 10 feet before they started killing each other. At which point
Smaug ate them.
At which point Smaug decided he wanted to go back to his cave and lounge around in his gold some more.
You know, you gotta argue, Smaug did not get much done.
Yeah, and then I had trouble with elves because I took Dobby to kind of cover the elf. But if I needed an elf, maybe I'd take Steven Tyler's daughter. I was thinking.
Oh, yeah, because she was in the first. See, I would go with Toriel.
Which one's that?
That's the one that What's-Her-Face from Lost played in the Hobbit trilogy.
I almost went with Buffy, but Buffy was too good a character.
Yeah, no, you could go with Dark Willow.
Dark Willow wouldn't have been bad.
Dark Willow, Witchy Willow, that would have been good. Or Angelus.
Nobody picked Neville. That surprised me.
Longbottom?
I mean, he's kind of down here at the bottom of Bobby's list.
Yeah, nobody picked Neville. Nobody picked Neville in the book.
Yeah.
That's a fair point.
That's why he's Neville.
But he plays an important role.
He does, but, you know, nobody picked him for that role. Nobody expected that out of Neville.
Well, thus ends our first fantasy draft.
Probably our last.
Oh, we could totally do this again and come up with totally different names.
No.
Same characters, different names.
No. So you didn't enjoy.
No, it's a terrible.
I thought this was one of our better bits.
No, this was terrible.
I thought it was actually quite good.
This was a train wreck of a bit on a train wreck of a show.
Now, listen. Don't get all pouty.
I'm not pouty.
Because
this was a train wreck.
You got outworked a little bit on this draft.
I didn't get out.
You know what Mel Kiper says? If you go away from your big board after round two.
You know what? You're right.
It's gone wrong for you.
The guy and his son.
Can you give us the original board?
You know what?
What was your original team? Was it all people?
Because God would play somebody.
No.
Yeah, you said.
Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
Well, I had a number of wizards.
Yes.
I had Doctor Strange and Hermione.
Yes.
Dumbledore, Alanon, Scarlet Witch.
Okay.
And Gandalf.
All right.
My warriors, I had Aragorn and Thor and Conan.
One of those is better than Aragorn.
Yeah.
No.
All right, go on.
And then I had, you know, Hawkeye as my archer, but you wouldn't let me do that.
Oh, an archer. Well, I'd take Green Arrow and we'd win.
No. I had a healer. Will Olmsford.
That's a really nice idea.
I thought I might need a healer.
That's a good idea.
Oh, really? Oh, well,
I'm trying to make you feel better. I'd like to do this again.
Totally,
this was a lot of fun.
Yeah, you had a lot of fun. I don't know.
Dude, you were crying.
Yes.
Literally.
Yes.
In tears.
That was not good. No, it was not a good show.
It was
terrible. Terrible idea.
One of our best.